It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 1st. They became known as the Greensboro Four, and on this day in 1960, they sparked a nationwide movement when they refused to leave a segregated lunch counter at the popular retail store Woolworth's after being denied service. The four black students at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State, Ezell Blair Jr., Franklin McCain, Joseph McNeil, and David Richmond, sat at the Woolworth counter until the store closed, promising they would be back the next day. By the end of the first week, 200 people were protesting at the store. Although not the first sit-in, the nonviolent Greensboro protest became the best known. Local television provided extensive coverage, and in subsequent days, similar sit-ins occurred in more than 30 other cities. Surprising fact, the demonstration in Greensboro continued for 6 months until Woolworth finally gave in and integrated the lunch counter. Also on this day in history, in 1790, the U.S. Supreme Court convened for the first time. In 1978, Harriet Tubman became the first African-American woman to be featured on a U.S. postage stamp. And in 2003, seven American astronauts were killed when the space shuttle Columbia broke up upon re-entering Earth's atmosphere over Texas. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.